Blog Talk Radio.
What is it, Rockefeller?
It's
that Jay-Z
the
sign?
fine. I mean, you can go into discussion about what it means and all that stuff, but I think she was just pretty much honoring her husband, who is, you know, Jay-Z, who is the Rockefeller family.
Well, yeah. I think the media kind of blew that one out the water on that one.
I
did you enjoy the what about the Super Bowl ads? Did you like them? Which one was your favorite ad?
My favorite one, it was the Doritos with the goat.
Oh, the Doritos.
The owner, I think he stole all Doritos or whatnot. He closed.
Yeah. My favorite one was the Matthew Terry, the Calvin Klein model. Because he kind of looked more like a robot or something.
Oh, okay, I remember that one.
Yeah, his name was Matthew Terry. I liked it, that one. So,
yeah.
What about, are you ready for the Grammys? Because the Grammys is coming up, guys, February the 10th, and it's going to be held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And do you watch the Grammys?
I haven't watched it in the past years, but I think I'm going to watch this one.
Okay. Have you looked and see who I was performing? Because I think some of the performers were going to be like Alicia Keys. You have Rihanna, I think she's going to perform, Justin Timberlake, and
I would like to see Timberlake. It's been a while since I've seen him on the stage, so I'm a JT fan, so I think that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, and then I think, because they're going to perform together, him and Jay-Z, because they have a new single out, I think it's called Suit and Tie.
Oh, so, I can't wait to see that one then. I'll definitely watch it for him.
I want to see if anything will jump out with Frank Ocean and Chris Brown, because, you know, Frank Ocean, this is going to be his first performance at the Grammys ever, so that's a good job with him. But I say I think Chris Brown is also nominated for a Grammy, so he's going to be there. I say, hope they have a security pack ready for that.
So, too.
I know. So who else are you looking forward to perform at the Grammys, or you just want to see the red carpet?
I just want to see the red carpet and just pretty much see who's going to win the album of the year.
Okay. Do you know who the nominees are?
I think it was Taylor Swift, Frank Ocean.
Was Carrie Underwood in that one, too? No.
The Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. I think that's what's her. So that's just a few. Again, the Grammys is going to be February the 10th at the Staples Center, and I know I'm not going to watch it. I just kind of want to wait to afterwards and see the highlights and see what they wore, who came with who was blinging. You know, I just want to hear all the dirt and the gossip. That's what I want to see. So you are a fan of the Grammys, too?
Yeah, I'm getting there. Like I said, JT performing, I can't wait to see it.
All right, well, thank you for calling in.
And no problem.
All righty. All right, guys, so I got a few, talked about some of the highlights, and like I said, if you want to call in, just to kind of weigh in on the Super Bowl halftime, the whole Beyonce flashing the Illuminati sign, I mean, that was just crazy. But again, I think personally she did it in honor of her husband and his record label. That's just me personally. But again, you never know how these people, this media just hyped everything up. Going to take a short break, and I'll be right back with maybe just different ideas on business ideas, current events around the community, things of that nature, and I'll be right back. welcome back. Welcome back. You are chatting here with Cindy at Open Talk 2. Going to talk about some business events and ideas that I said I was going to discuss. Last week we talked about a nonprofit organization, how to establish it, what type of commitment you have to take and the type of concepts of the nonprofit. You remember with that you have to get a good cause, get a good council member, someone to help counsel you about your 501, kind of create your bylaws, develop the expectations of grant funding, so how you would actually fund your 501, recruit strong board members, create a plan, avoid conflicts, and also manage the funds properly. So that's just kind of an overview of what we talked about last week. But this week we're going to talk about some home-based business. We're going to kind of figure out some winning concepts about the trends and what's needed. But also remember, when you start in a home-based business, well, really with any business, turn it into your passion. It's your business. So figure out the right concept and find out if this is the right opportunity for you to do the business. Is this the time to do your business? Think about those things as well, as I've said before. With any type of business, you have to see what's needed out there. See what's out there that other people won't do. Think outside the box. Think about, does this business has a significant risk, or is it in demand? Like I said before, with home care business or a home sitter for elderly people, and that sticks with me so much because you can't find too many personal home care sitters that will take these people outside for a walk or get their medication. These people want to go and make groceries on their own like they did in their earlier years. So that sticks out with me in my mind. But here are a few home-based businesses that I kind of want to share with you. A Jazzercise company or Mako Tools. You have Snap-on Tools. I know these may sound like more of a man type of business, but a woman can do this too. A cruise planner. And American Express is the one that started that with cruise planners. A wellness instructor. Had a caller that called me, emailed me a few weeks ago that she started her physical fitness instructor. So she's going to email me that information, and I'll get that out to you. An online retailer. And think about a virtual assistant. If you have good organization skills, a virtual assistant is good. Or a janitorial service. I have also a Stratus Building Solutions. And a lot of these ideas that I actually find are just strictly from the Entrepreneurship magazine, but I look at them and I try to narrow it down if it's not a lot of money that's involved with these. And I have one more, Tudor, CleanNet USA. That's another one. So those few little home-based businesses, or if you want to expand and do it outside the home, that's fine. Because when you have a home-based business, it allows you to have that work-life balance. But it also has its challenges. So, you know, some mistakes to kind of avoid that if you're considering doing your business from home. If you spend too much time at your home, you know, being isolated all the time, that's kind of like a challenge that you would have to face. So plan to have face-to-face meetings if you're trying to do business with other people. Attend outside workshops that will allow you to network and build with other people. And then, you know, kind of stay in the social element to incorporate, you know, yourself throughout the day so you won't be stressed or sluggish or, you know, sad or anything like that. And then another one is allow yourself not to have any interruptions. Focus on your business and not non-emergency calls like from family or from friends or watching the soap operas or the Maury show, stuff like that. Focus on your business. Cut the TV off and exhume all your time and your energy on building your business and how to network. Keep your living area clean. Keep it clean and organized so you can put your stuff everywhere. I mean, you know, so you can just be organized and you know where you can put your materials in. So always stay organized and focus your goals on why did you start your business at home in the first place. Have a plan and kind of create and stick to a schedule. Stick to something that will allow you to know what you're doing. And another thing that I do, I created a dream board. And I know it sounds a little funny, but it's a dream board for me, something that I want to plan to go to. And I set goals for myself. So I would say set goals for yourself, maybe a 30-day goal or a 60-day goal or a 90-day goal. But make sure your goals are attainable and they're measurable goals. And look at those goals and kind of know that you're going to actually do them and cross them out. But, again, a dream board kind of sets the tone and helps you know, where am I going with my business? What do I want to actually do with this business? So that's a suggestion that I would kind of say and help out. So that little information, guys, is enough that I have today. I have an email that I do want to share. Then I'm going to get to my current events. But the email I want to share with y'all today is I had an email from Deborah Thomas, and she emailed me today, and she wanted me to know that I'm reading the email, y'all, I'm sorry. She invested in an idea that I talked about 3 weeks ago. It was called Cash In Sports. And this business opportunity, it helps you sell sporting goods, screen printing, custom uniforms, and promotional items. So she invested in that. And if anyone wants to look into that one, this is called Cash On Sports. And the website is www.sportslife.com. Thank you, Deborah, for sending me this email. And I'm reading on at the bottom that you said you are listening to the show because you are at work. Again, thank you, Deborah, for listening. Thank you for your email. I just got your email. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hope you do well with your business. Please send me some information as you update your business so I can actually maybe broadcast it and maybe use you or something. So here are some current events around the area. On the February the 7th, social media marketing is going to be at Score Houston. And remember, Score Houston is the best place to get all your information from when you're just starting out. They give business kits out if you're just starting. So on the February the 7th is social media marketing at Score Houston. That's from 7 p.m. to 8:30. And then you have Houston Business Journal. They're located at 1370 Southmore Boulevard. That's February the 12th. And that's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Again, that's Houston Business Journal. And then I have Business Ownership Straight Talk Franchising. So this is more about if you want a business that's already up and running and you want to purchase the business or try to get something going with that business, this is going to be February the 20th, and it's going to be at the Houston Permitting Center, and that's going to be at 1002 Washington Avenue. And again, that is going to be Houston Permitting Center, 1002 Washington Avenue. That's Business Ownership Straight Talk. Again, that's about franchising. Then I have on February 28th, Successful Businesses Practices. This is going to be at the Renaissance Hotel on East Greenway Plaza from 11:30 to 1. And then on that same day, they're going to have a business writing workshop. This is University of Phoenix is putting this on, and it's going to be at 4888 Loop Central Drive. Again, that business writing workshop from 8:30 to 4:30, February 28th at University of Phoenix, 4888 Loop Central Drive. And the last one is Entrepreneurship Workshop. That's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And I believe this is another University Phoenix, and this is 11451 Katy Freeway, and that's February the 12th. So if you forgot any of these, just email me, shoot me a quick email, and I will send you those current events. Most of them are all this week and next week, so if you need to, just email me, and I will shoot you those. I want to take the time to thank my sponsors, Houston Power Football. That's www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. They're looking for people to advertise with them, and they're also looking for sponsors for the players. So, again, go to their website, www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. I have Picture It Photography. You can email them at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. I have Hair by Carl. To make an appointment with him, call 832-209-4985. I have Professional Tax Solutions. You can call Nikki to make an appointment at 281-657-5489. If you let her know that you heard this information from the show, she will give you $50 off on your processing fee. So, again, that's Professional Tax Solutions, Nikki at 281-657-5489. I have NEI, that's Northwest Educational Institute. That's a high school diploma program. Their number is 877-723-4137. And the last one I have is Divine Serum. Her website is www.graciegami.com. Advertise with us, guys, at Open Talk 2. I'll put you on the show. I'll put you on our website. Follow me at Twitter. Like me at Facebook. And another thing that I am going to do at Facebook is after the show, I'm going to start uploading information on Facebook, and you will just weigh in on you if you like the show or any additional information that you want to give to the show. I want to get feedback. I do get some, but I want to get more. So, again, like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2, Facebook. And the website is www.opentalk2.com. Again, the email is opentalk2@yahoo.com. Please, please, please don't forget me. And I want to kind of leave you guys with a thought. I want to let you know when you're down and you're trying to get your businesses up or just anything that's just personal, that something is going on. But always remember, when God seems distant, the Lord has hidden himself from his people, but I trust in him and place my hope in him. That's Isaiah 8:17. But the point I want you to ponder is God is real no matter how I feel. And the verse I kind of want you guys to remember is, for God has said, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. And that's Hebrews 13:5. And the question, and I kind of want y'all to think about all day, how can you stay focused on God's presence, especially when he feels distant? So remember, he's always there. And as I said before in the beginning of the show, you have to really focus and think about things that you want to do. Do your goals, apply things to your, you know, take your time and write things down. Think about how you want to live your life and how you want to do your goals and your business, because this is your business, and you have to get your opportunities out there. So, again, you know, take the time and think about yourself and think about how, or just pick a scripture and just kind of think about things in life. And, I mean, again, you can actually get things done. Just focus on yourself. And always remember, your health is there. And if you're healthy and you're strong, that's a good thing. You have people that are sick, they can't get out of bed. You know, and if you're healthy, you're getting up, going to work every day, you see your family every day, that's a good thing. So, you know, life's always going to have challenges for you guys. So I don't mean to preach to you. Just kind of want to just throw some little ideas out there for you. So next week we'll be back February 13th at 10 a.m., and we'll be discussing how to overcome obstacles, how to move those things out your way when you're trying to get your businesses going, get your ideas flowing. And I'm also going to tell you how to create a dream board. Going to talk about that. And if you need me to, we will also discuss about how to set goals for yourself. Like I told you earlier, I set goals for myself weekly, and I make sure I accomplish them, which I do. I published my first book. I'm working on my second and third book at the same time, and I put myself a deadline, and I'm going to meet it. So, again, you have to set those goals for yourself and make sure they're attainable and measurable again. So I'll see you guys next week. Hope y'all have an awesome week. Again, email me if you want to send any information to me. Let me know if you like the show. Again, at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'm going to upload some information on Facebook again. So please, please, please follow me on Facebook. and weigh in on the conversation. Have a good week. I'll see you later.